Hi, this is jazz singer Sophie Millman, and I'd like to welcome you to WDCE. We are broadcasting live at 90.1 FM and streaming at WDCE.org. You are listening to the Cool Jazz Set, Modern Jazz with Taste. And now, here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Oh, thank you, Sophie Millman, one of my very favorites. Welcome, my friends, to a special Valentine's Day show. Happy Valentine's to all you beautiful gals out there, and I hope you've all gotten Valentine's hugs and kisses and stuff like that. And we are going to be celebrating Valentine's with a lot of great music tonight. Swinging Valentine's, that's tonight's theme. So thanks for tuning in, and we'll get started with a swinging Valentine for sure. Miss Sophie Millman. People will say, no, that's not, we're not playing, we're going to play Sophie Millman, Like Someone in Love. She does a beautiful arrangement of this too. Thanks for tuning in. Hope you enjoy the show.
Don't take my arm too much.
in mine. Your hand feels so granny in mine. People say we're in love. Naughty, don't dance all night with me till the stars fade from above. They'll see it's all right with me. People will say stars fade from above. Oh, they'll see it's all right with me. People will say we're in. In thank you.
And that was the two Hamiltons, Scott Hamilton on tenor saxophone and Jeff Hamilton and his trio, Jeff the drummer, and Tamir Hendelson on piano. Christoph Lüdi on bass. This Can't Be Love, Richard Rodgers. Before that, we heard a nice arrangement of a pretty song, Dream, and that was the Bill Charlap trio from his album, Written in the Stars, Bill Charlap. The pianist, Peter Washington on bass, and Kenny Washington on drums. And we opened the show with Miss Sophia Millman singing like, People Will Say We're in Love. If you've just tuned in, this is our Valentine's show, and we want to wish all of our Valentines a very happy Valentine's Day. And I have so many wonderful ladies in my family that I'm thinking about tonight. And this is for my beautiful daughter-in-law, Allison, who played My Fair Lady, who played the lead in My Fair Lady off-Broadway, and to quite acclaim. She is an absolutely phenomenal singer, great actress too, and very, very beautiful. Anyway, I'm going to play something for her. These next two tracks are from My Fair Lady, and it's Wouldn't It Be Loverly. This first one is the Oscar Peterson Trio, and then I'm going to follow that with Miss Diana Panton singing it. Wouldn't It Be Just Loverly?
Thank you. Christmas cheer. Wouldn't it be lovely? Lots of chocolate for me to eat. Cozy fire making lots of heat. Warm face, warm hands, warm feet. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely? Oh, so lovely, sitting up so blooming, lovely still. And I would never budge till spring crept over my windowsill. Someone's head resting on my knee, warm and tender as he can be. Who takes good care of me? Oh, wouldn't it be lovely, 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 lovely?
Diana Panton from her album Pink, Wouldn't It Be Lovely? And that wonderful flugelhorn work on that was by Guido Basso. And he is one of my favorite horn players. It's a terrific player. Before that, we heard Wouldn't It Be Lovely as well from the very fine My Fair Lady album that Oscar Peterson and his trio did back in 1958. Good, that's a while ago. What a nice trio that was. Ray Brown and Ed Thigpen rounding out Oscar's trio. Up next, this is a nice recording, one of the most recent from Monty Alexander. The title of the album is Uplift 2, and this is Love You Madly, and it's John Clayton on bass.
by day, my love seems to grow. There isn't any end to my devotion. It's deeper near by far than any ocean. And I find day by day, you're making all my dreams come true. So come what may, I want you to know. Through the years, day by day, by day.
I'm Billy Taylor. You know the expression, practice makes perfect. Well, it sure is true in music. And practicing music is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. A young person who studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All qualities kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. As parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Talk to the school's music teacher about finding affordable lessons and encourage your child to join the school music ensembles. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful. Their voices.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project.
And thanks, Dr. Taylor, for that timely message. Music education taking place right here at the beautiful University of Richmond. They have a great music program here, wonderful music department. And if you have a child or a grandchild or know of a child that's thinking about majoring in music, please have them check out the University of Richmond. They have a wonderful admissions department, and just call them, tell them that you heard about their music department on the Cool Jazz Set, and I know they'd be delighted to give you a tour. Well, let's get caught up. We just heard a recent release from the very talented pianist and vocalist Carol Wellsman. The title of the album is Alone Together. We heard Day by Day, and that's on the Will Carr record label, but you can also check it out on Amazon. Carol Wellsman, Alone Together. She has a lot of really fine recordings, and I have them all. And I love what she does. Great pianist and a great vocalist, too. That group included Wallace Roney on trumpet, Lewis Nash the drummer, and the great master bassist Rufus Reed. Really nice recording. I've played some of that for you before and had requests to play more. So, since it's Valentine's, I'm trying to honor some requests and play some great tunes for you. This is one I like very much. This is one of my favorite songs. This is Always. Not everybody's heard it, but I have a lot of different people playing it. And fortunately, this was recorded by a big band here in Richmond very recently, and that's the Richmond Swing Orchestra, headed up by saxophonist Bill Crow. And so I'm going to play this for you. This is a tune that I like very much. This is Always is the name of it. And it features a really fine flugelhornist on this, Mr. Mac Wells. This is Always.
Thank you.
What a nice recording. This is always nice work by flugelhornist Mac Wells, who happens to be an old friend and a wonderful player. Let's see, just in case some of you may have tuned in recently, this is the Cool Jazz Set, and we are coming to you live from the beautiful campus of the University of Richmond, WDCE, broadcasting at 90.1 FM and streaming on the web at WDCE.org. I'm your host, Paul Pierce. It's always a delight to be here with you, even on these cold evenings, and we've got a cold one out there tonight, playing this great music, this great American art, modern jazz with taste. And tonight's show, as always, is recorded and will be available tomorrow at our website, which is CoolJazzSet.com. Just go there and click on radio shows, and you will see both of tonight's one-hour segments available for you to listen or download at your leisure. We'll finish out this first set with a new release from the Roy McGrath Quartet. The album is entitled Martha, and it's on the JL Music label. And this is Cole Porter's Night and Day.